Nedarim Perches Mishnah Aleph. Koinim Yayin Shani Toim Hayoim. We're talking over here again about binding the neder to a certain amount of time, like we had at the end of Perek Zayin. And he doesn't ask for Yayin Stam, he asks Shani Toim Hayoim. And he also allowed Shetechshach. What's Hayoim? Hayoim is until Shkir. Shabbos Zu. Also B'chol HaShabbos V'Shabbos Sh'Ovra. Shabbos Zu. The Loshen of Shabbos Zu means the week. It doesn't mean Shabbos the day. It's standing on Wednesday. So he means this week. And we also don't say, you know, in English we would say for a week. A week. A week would mean if we're on Wednesday, so it means till next week. The end of Tuesday, let's say. He doesn't mean that. He means this week. He means this week, including Shabbos, until Matzah Shabbos. That's this week. So also B'chol HaShabbos, and the Mishnah adds V'Shabbos She'ovro. The way to read it is Shabbos that's coming up. If you're on Wednesday of Parshas Toldos, then Shabbos Parshas Toldos is included in the week that just went by. Others have the gifts in the Mishnah L'She'ovah. V'Shabbos, the Shabbos coming up, L'She'ovah is part of the week. We don't look at that as a new week. Shabbos is always related to the week that just went by. Chodesh Zeh, also B'chol HaChodesh, V'Rosh Chodesh La'bo. Rosh Chodesh is something else. We don't say Rosh Chodesh is the end of the month. If you're in the middle of Teves, then Rosh Chodesh Shvat is Shaykh to Shvat. It's only until the end of the month. Shona Zu, also B'chol HaShona, it's also for the rest of this year. V'Rosh HaShona L'Ozad Lovay. Rosh Hashona, if you're in the middle of Tavshin Pei Gimel, Rosh Hashona of Tavshin Pei Dayal is Shaykh to the next year. Shavua Zeh, Shavua is how we refer to the second year cycle of Shemitah. So also B'chol HaShavua, he's also that whole seven-year cycle. Ushvi is the seventh year, which is Shemitah. She'ovra is the seventh year of the cycle. It's not the beginning of the next. V'im Oma Yoyim Echot, Shabbos Achas, Chodesh Echot. He uses all these terms. He doesn't say Zu, Zeh. But he talks about Echot, Shona Achas, Shavua Echot, Osem Yoyim L'Yoyim. Then what he means to Aser, a week. He doesn't mean this week, he means a week. So if you're standing Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m., it's until next Tuesday, 5 o'clock p.m. If it's Shavua, so it's on Chov Dalet El of the fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. So it's the next Chov Dalet El of the fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. Mishnah Beis. Ada Pesach, also Ad Shiyagir. If he makes a neder and he uses the Loshen Ada Pesach, he means Ad V'loy Ad Bechlal. Until Pesach comes. Ad Sheyehei, until Pesach is, until Pesach was rather, Osa Ad Sheyetze. There he's talking about until Pesach is over. Ad Lefnei Pesach. Remei Oimer also Ad Sheyagir. Pashtus, the words Ad Lefnei means until before. Rabbi Yossi Oimer also Ad Sheyetze. What's the pshat on that? Since if you want to say straightforward, till Pesach, we say Ad Pesach. Ad Lefnei could be construed as Ad Lefnei Pesach is over. The Gemara says over here a Loshen that Ramei and Rabbi Yossi are arguing if Ma'ayel Odom Inish Nafshe L'Sveka. The Loshen of Ad Lefnei is a little bit iffy. Ramei holds it's only what's Nichlal with certainty in his Loshen, only until Pesach. Rabbi Yossi says no. Person talks, he means person talks in a broad way. The Nusach of a person is understood in the broadest possible context. Ad Lefnei can be defined as until the last second of Pesach.